And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs.
Now, you're tuned in to What's Happening.
And we are back just a few seconds before 11 o'clock, 367-1240, our phone number. If you've got something on your mind when we do have guests, or in this case, guests in studio, we ask that you try and keep it consistent with the topic. But if there is something of an emergency or a traffic issue maybe our listeners need to know about, don't hesitate to give us a call at 367-1240 as we welcome in on Thursdays at 11 o'clock. Iberia Parish Crime Stopper, Sergeant Stephen Guidry, joined today by Ray Escaray. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. Doing great, man.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Ray, good to see you again, sir.
You're fine. Thank you.
How you been?
I've been fine. Very good.
In which you said that. Appreciate that. Ray, tell us a little bit about your role with Crime Stoppers.
Well, I was very honored when Mike Barra, the main force behind Crime Stoppers, began in Iberia Parish. When he approached me, I was very, very happy to say I would get involved, because, you know, they have three kinds of people. People that make things happen, people that watch what happens, and people that wonder what the heck happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, I knew he was helping make things happen here in Iberia Parish to make everything safer in the parish. So I'm very, very happy to be here as part of the board of directors.
Excellent. We'll talk more about some of the things the board is up to. Sergeant, first and foremost, any recent successes or some good news to pass along?
Yeah, yes, Jeff. Actually, last night we received a tip that did lead to an arrest.
Excellent.
The
arrest that happened that quickly? The tip came in yesterday, or the arrest happened yesterday?
Both did.
Excellent.
Yes. Without getting into detail, an arrest was made for a felony apprehension.
Very good. Good to hear.
Absolutely.
I guess we might get further details a little bit later.
Absolutely. Once things start to unfold a little bit with the sheriff's office.
Excellent. Good to hear. Good to hear. Remind us again the mission of Crime Stoppers.
Mission of Crime Stoppers is basically, if you see something, say something. We are a worldwide organization which promotes anonymity, which means you could call us. Give us all the information that you have regarding to any crime that you've seen has been committed. You call us with your information. We're never going to ask for your name. We're never going to ask for your address, and we're never going to ask for your phone number. Our tips line is blacked out, so we can't see who's calling. You give us all the information that you have. We'll document it. I'll pass it on to the proper division of the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office. You'll be issued a special number that you are told to remember and to call back on the second Thursday of every month. If your tip led to an arrest, you are available. You're eligible for a cash reward up to $1,000.
Excellent. Again, yesterday's tipster may get a piece of that pie, assuming that the arrest comes through. Or
an arrest was made.
I mean, an arrest was made, but does a conviction matter?
Yeah, conviction does not matter.
There you go.
All we're looking for is an arrest.
Gotcha. Very good. Very good. Once again, the number to call, of course, 364-TIPS, 364-8477. The idea of anonymity, of course, very important. Again, assure them how the whole thing goes, that they remain anonymous.
Absolutely, Jeff. As soon as you pick up that phone and dial 364-TIPS, you're going to be speaking with me directly. If I am not in the office, or if it's after hours, you will be speaking to a nationally recognized Crime Stoppers USA Incorporated call center. You don't have to speak to a robot or anything like that. They're going to pick up, and you're going to speak to a human being every single time you call that number. You're going to give all the information that you have. You're going to be issued that number, and that's it.
There you go.
It's simple as that. You remain completely anonymous. You don't have to fear anything, any type of retribution, because we don't know who you are. You don't have to go testify in court because we don't know who you are.
Very good, very good. Ray, the board meets on the second Wednesday of the month, and in those meetings, among other things, you take a look at those tips called in and have a chance to dole out a few dollars, hopefully, but raising those dollars, I know, is always a concern of the board.
That's correct. You know, we started the year off with a budget of about $26,000, $27,000, and we had a lot of startup costs and so forth, so in all seriousness, we don't want to end up the year with a whole lot of money in the bank, because if you do that, that means you're not doing your job. In other words, you want to give out the money. that we collect. And, of course, that's one of the things we need from everybody. Get involved, make things happen, and give some money to the Crime Stoppers, because that's what's going to make us a success when we start writing those checks. Nope. Not checks.
Cash.
There you go.
And we look, when we vote on how much money to give them, we have no idea who he's talking about. Nothing. We never know, just like anybody else.
You just know it was a successful
tip.
That
is correct, right.
Excellent. Exactly. I'm looking at the Facebook page. Almost 11,000 members right now. Those are 11,000 people, hopefully, who might consider donating. And I know you pinned it to the top, the GoFundMe account.
Yes, sir, Jeff. It's a slow success so far. The GoFundMe account has raised $155. So I would personally like to thank all of the donors who have donated, and to reassure everyone out there who's listening that even something as small as $1 goes a long way. Everything counts. If you can't donate anything at all, a share of that GoFundMe account means a lot more than you would think.
There you go. I noticed Mike brought in some steaks, but I don't see the signs for those steaks. Do we? That's part of the fundraising effort, I know.
Well, the signs are free.
Yeah.
Still trying to get the word out there to everybody else, to the other, you know, 60,000 people in Iberia Parish. We're almost at 11,000 on the Facebook page, but the signs are free. We have yard signs, posters, and bumper stickers, as well as business cards and little refrigerator magnets to remember what the phone number is.
Excellent. And again, that number, 364-TIPS. We mentioned the Facebook page, Iberia Crime Stoppers, and also a website, IberiaCrimeStoppers.com. You know, getting back to the Facebook, and I know we repeat this pretty much every week, but I think it's worth repeating. What is it you expect from posts on the Facebook page, as well as those who just follow along and want to read the updates? But when folks post, what are you hoping for, and what don't you need on that Facebook page?
Well, let's start off with what we don't need. First and foremost, anything in progress. This is still an ongoing issue. If there's anything in progress going on, call the sheriff's office. I've received different people messaging me privately, talking about vehicles that are leaving where the driver may be drunk or high. That's not something for Iberia Crime Stoppers. That is definitely something for the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office.
In fact, the posts don't immediately get posted anyway. So
correct.
If you or any other administrator don't see it right away, if it's in progress, no one might pick up on what's happening. So, again,
that's important reason
to call the Sheriff's Office.
That's definitely an important thing that everybody needs to know. In progress calls, contact the Sheriff's Office. Crimes that have already been committed, you can contact Iberia Crime Stoppers. As for posting on the page, we're not looking for bashing, whether that be the city, the sheriff's office, anybody else, person to person. This is a page in which we are trying to all come together for the same goal, and that's to get rid of crime. Bring these people to justice who have committed these crimes, and pay out some cash rewards to those who give us some solid leads that lead to an arrest. I'm still seeing it now. I mean, people are arguing, complaining, yelling at each other, talking about, if I see him in my yard, I'm going to shoot him. I mean, we got to think rationally, first off. Secondly, the bashing, though, that's becoming a big concern right now for me. We want to keep this professional. We want to keep this polite, and we want to keep it all courteous. We are all human beings. I understand that we all have different mindsets and different ways of thinking. But this page is not to kind of spill the beans on how you feel about a certain topic. It's meant for one purpose: crime stopping.
Yeah. There you go. Ray, what are some of the things, and I'm not sure how long you've been on the board, if it was from the start, but what are some of the things you've learned over this process, if at all?
Well, it's basically what he said when he started. He said, see something, say something. And it's a privilege to be there to have a small part of stopping crime. Crime Stoppers, that's exactly the whole thing, Crime Stoppers. Let's stop it. And we need everyone involved in it because we want to, like I said before, we want to spend the money mm-hmm. because it's going to a good thing. And the board that we have is a wonderful group, and we discuss basically what we're going to do, how we're going to give the money away, and for a very, very good cause because we're crime stopping.
There you go. Again, the board meets the second Wednesday, and we often say on the second Thursday, go ahead and call and see if your tip paid a reward. But you don't have to necessarily wait for the second Thursday. It could be any time after that Wednesday throughout the month.
Oh, you mean the board meeting?
Yeah, as far as calling in to see if your tip led to an arrest and if there was an award or a reward being offered for it.
One more time, I got distracted by Mike for a second. I'm sorry.
The idea that the board meets on the second Wednesday, and in the past we've said, so call in on the second Thursday to
correct.
See if you... But you don't have to do it just the second Thursday. You could call any time after that Wednesday.
Absolutely. Yeah. At any day after the second Wednesday of the month. Again, you're going to be given that caller number. That's how we're going to know you.
Right.
A number. So that we can go back and look at... So I can go back and look at the tip to see if it... led to an arrest. And if it did, you're going to get a second set of instructions that are completely confidential, and that's the way that you're going to be able to retrieve your cash money.
Excellent. All right. So let's get to it. The featured crime of the week. But again, as we talk about a featured crime, keep in mind the phone number 364 tips any crime, past, current, featured, or any crime. Give them a call.
Absolutely. This week's crime is... it's another business burglary. on July 24th at about 2 o'clock in the morning, the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office was notified of a business burglary in progress at Daspit Grocery located at 916 D'Artes Drive. When deputies arrived, they noticed the bottom right glass pane of the sliding glass door was shattered. Deputies cleared the building before the owner arrived. Once the owner arrived, he accessed his security cameras and observed that four males entered the business and began stealing liquor, snack cakes, and candy. The suspects appeared to get away in a four-door white Chevrolet Caprice and fled west on D'Artes Drive, and all four suspects were using different means of concealment for their faces.
Gotcha. We can hope maybe the trans fats in those snack cakes get some at some point.
One day, hopefully so.
No, in all seriousness, though, again, this occurred when and what are some things folks may have witnessed that might be a tip?
It occurred on July 24th, so just a few days ago, at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you see any white Chevy Caprices mm-hmm. Rolling around that area, definitely give us a call. We can get the proper division out there.
Very good, very good. So again, the tips line 364 tips, but also you can always call the sheriff's office. I would imagine.
Absolutely. Too. Again, in progress calls or things that are happening right now, contact the sheriff's office.
All right. So again, any of the things that were stolen, are they like fenceable, or would someone be trying to move those, or they probably take that for personal gain?
It's hard to tell, Jeff. It could be a combination of both. Judging by the snack cakes and candy, I'm assuming they might be juveniles.
Yeah.
But that's an assumption. I can't, that's not going to be on record.
Right, right. That obviously didn't get picked up on cameras or anything.
Right. I mean, we've got some security footage that the grocery store gave to the sheriff's office when they initially went out there. But all of the suspects' faces were covered by some means, whether it be, you know, T-shirts or hoodies or something, so we can't make out their faces.
Understood. I think I did. Is it possible somebody posted some of that footage before you guys made it the featured crime?
That's a good question. I'm unaware of it.
For some reason, it seems familiar to me. I think somewhere along the lines, I think I did hear about this particular break-in. So, but the footage is not on the Crime Stoppers page, or is it at this point?
The Crime of the Week is on the Crime Stoppers page. So you if you have seen the Crime of the Week that was posted, you know what? I just realized I didn't post it this morning.
Yeah,
I didn't post the crime this morning.
But he will soon after this segment.
As soon as this is over.
I promise.
I got bombarded with a few things this morning trying to figure out what was going on with that arrest last night, and my mind just kind of got sidetracked. I apologize to everybody out there. As soon as we're done with this interview, though, I'm going straight back to the office, and I'll post that crime of the week.
And we are, rest assured, you will.
Absolutely, 100%.
Absolutely. Anything else happening that we haven't addressed today that you want to bring about?
Absolutely. I'm happy to inform everybody that with the assistance of Mike here, we will be introducing Campus Crime Stoppers.
We had talked about that in the past. It's more fully implemented.
Obviously,
school begins next week, so.
Correct. I had the pleasure of meeting with the principal, assistant principal, and dean of students over at Catholic High School. We had an outstanding meeting with them, and they are all on board with it.
Very good. Of course, that's just one school. Will it spread to the others?
Yes, eventually it will.
Yeah. Excellent. Good to hear.
Absolutely.
Ray, care to offer up any further thoughts on Crime Stoppers or anything else that's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I thought Mike was going to take us to lunch because when you said he walked in with these steaks, I thought he meant real beef. But he's talking about signs. And
right,
that helps
absolutely.
To remind people to call in, to get involved like everyone, and make something happen.
Very good.
And it is happening thanks to Stephen and everyone else that gets involved.
Excellent. Ray, appreciate your service.
Thank you.
Steve, anything else?
Yes, just I got poked in the shoulder again real quick for the Campus Crime Stoppers. That is eventually going to be parish-wide. All schools in Iberia Parish are eventually going to be having the Campus Crime Stoppers on their campus.
You know, is it possible to continue the anonymity there if it's right on campus?
Yeah. Absolutely. Just because it's a school doesn't mean that you can't remain anonymous.
Good to hear.
That's the biggest thing that any Crime Stoppers organization promotes is anonymity.
Right.
Regardless of how old you are or how young you are, we're going to keep all of your personal information completely anonymous and reward the good.
Very good. Very good. Always a pleasure. Crime Stoppers joins us every Thursday at about 11 o'clock, and we'll look forward to the next time. And again, check out their Facebook page, Iberia Crime Stoppers, the featured crime of the week to be posted there soon. But it's been, I'm guessing, on Channel 15 and soon to be on other media sources.
Yes, sir. We were currently on Channel 15, Channel 10, and recently just got put on Channel 3.
Again, appreciate those media partners, and we'll look forward to the next time, guys.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you so much.
You bet. Once again, Sergeant Stephen Guidry with the Sheriff's Office and, of course, Iberia Crime Stoppers and board member Ray Escaray. Ray, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.